Hey Josh, I heard you had some sort of housewarming party this weekend.
Yeah, it was great. Had tons of people came over. They saw the house. It was a nice time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was okay. Probably would have been better if you would have bothered to invite me, your good friend, Dr. Popular.
What? You would have wanted to come?
How could I have wanted to come if you didn't even bother inviting me? You have to invite me, and then I could have wanted to come. No, I just didn't know about it.
You mean if I would have invited you, you would have flown all the way to Minneapolis from San Francisco?
Yeah, sure, no problem, man. I miss you. I would have loved to have seen you.
Well, why don't you come on up to Midwest Regionals then? That's just this weekend.
Ooh, Midwest this weekend. I would love to, but I've got to do this episode of Welcome to the Yo Yo Wiki Podcast. My name is Dr. Popular. I live in San Francisco. I am 30 years old and a Pisces. Josh, what's your sign?
I am a mad cow, and I'm coming all the way from North St. Paul, Minnesota, where the sun is always shining, and it's always beautiful. And as a very special guest with us, we have Aaron Bemis, who is from Georgia, I believe. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I'm doing really good.
And Aaron, your sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. So the sign of the mad cow, Josh, what is that?
Well, I legally had it changed about 10 years ago from Taurus to mad cow because I didn't like the Taurus sign. It didn't seem to work with my personality. So I submitted some paperwork and had it legally changed.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know I could do that.
Absolutely. So to start things off, Aaron Bemis, you might know him from the Yo-Yo Nation forum. Where you're now a moderator.
That's right.
How cool is that?
Taking charge.
It's moderately cool.
It's moderately cool.
Now, yeah. Now I was a little angry to find out that you weren't a moderator before. I had no idea.
It actually surprised quite a few people. I just decided to be, you know, when I got on that board, to be helpful and continue to do so. And they said, hey, you already do as much work as the rest of us. Why don't we make it official?
All right. That is really awesome. Have you gotten to do anything with your moderating power yet?
I have edited a post. Kid had trouble embedding a YouTube video, so I fixed that up for him.
Good job.
Flexing my power, that's right.
Have you guys had much problem with spammers or trolls over there?
No, we definitely had some problems for quite a while, but they've put different scripts in place for the robots. You know, the spam robots have a much tougher time getting through, signing up, you know, automatically for accounts and things like that.
Any problems with trolls? Just kids creating duplicate names and being turds.
Yeah, we've had several. Several turds pop up, and within a few weeks, they seem to disappear. Yeah.
With that, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Name That
You
Yo-Yo.
You got it. Name That Yo-Yo. Bemis actually listens to the show.
I've been listening to the show for 28 weeks now, so 29 coming up.
All right.
It's almost time for some sort of anniversary, right?
Yeah.
It's almost time for our 29th anniversary.
Hey, hey.
All right, Aaron, you want to go ahead and do the first throw?
I sure will. Set my mic down. I don't know if you guys can hear this.
Yeah. Is that it?
Let me see if I can get a better throw. I'm kind of standing up. Hovered over a computer desk, dodging microphone cables.
So try wearing men's underwear when you throw.
That helps.
What that kind helps. Of underwear?
Men's?
As opposed to
men's.
Women's.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
That is
quiet.
Yeah.
Nice and quiet.
Oh, it's intentionally quiet. I'm going to say it's a fireball.
Nope, not a fireball.
Nope, doesn't sound like a fireball. Now after I say it, now I get a good throw. Okay.
I still think it sounds a little bit like a fireball, but...
Well, ask him if it's a fireball.
Is it a Yomega Wing Force?
No, it's not a Yomega Yo-Yo.
Okay.
Oh, well, not a Yo-Yo.
All right. We're going to need a hint here.
Go fly a kite. There's your hint.
Ooh.
Oh, is the Rev G? The Rev G?
It is. You want me to give it away?
Well, Josh hasn't made his.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
I can do some tapping. I can tap on it.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound like a Rev G.
Sounds very Ego-like.
That is an IKEA desk from the Cherrywood collection, right?
That's the Sporgit
exactly.
desk.
A really cheap fold-out table from Office Depot.
So it is stock.
Yeah, this yo-yo is stock.
All right, we give up.
All right, this is a Russell Yo. It's the Yo 2K. With underneath the little snake, it says "Go Fly a Kite" Incorporated.
Oh, of course.
Well, we would have known "Go Fly a Kite." It just didn't sound like a wooden yo-yo. I mean, like Josh and I have had plenty of experience with those Russell yo-yos.
God, so many of them. Yeah. I bet you air traffic still has 20,000.
More. They probably still have their. They had like 50,000, and I think they probably still have 30,000 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody offered to buy them at a discounted rate, and Jim just wouldn't do that. Okay, so I gotta go.
All right.
I was just looping with this here.
All right, a really, really loose bearing. Can you grind it or tap it or something like that?
Whoa. Got some Starburst in there. Maybe?
What is that? What's that sound? What is it?
Okay, guesses.
A stone pilot from Duncan?
Stunt Pilot makes, no, it's not. That's right, I just realized that they started making the Duncan Stunt Pilots. No, it's not a Duncan Stunt Pilot.
And to clarify, Duncan did not start to make Stunt Pilots. They just had a...
They have them on their site. They
have some stock left over that they're...
Okay, yeah, that's right. It's old warehouse stock. Just sold through them, not made by them.
If the shipping return label says Duncan, it's made by Duncan.
Okay, Doc.
And if the shipping return label doesn't say Duncan, it's not a yo-yo.
That's true. It's a Krispy Kreme.
it's got that loose sound to it. Like, that's why I thought.
I'm gonna kick myself when I don't get this one. Is it a Patriot?
No, it's not a Patriot. I'll give you guys a couple of hints. It's a two-parter hint here. Even though this yo-yo is made in Australia, it's very hot. Yeah. And it is stock, by the way.
Hot.
Very hot. Unlike your guys' guesses. Cold. Very cold.
I don't know.
You guys aren't going to get it.
Is it a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a fast 201?
No. That's more on the right track because it's got auto return. Sort of. I mean, the fast 201 has that complex system. It is. I'm gonna go in and tell you. It is a Dazzling Dave Inferno.
Oh.
beautiful yo-yos. God, I think these yo-yos are so cool. And I was just sitting here looping with it. It loops so great, and I threw it. It sleeps so great. Great yo-yo.
Yeah, you designed a good yo-yo with that.
Well, he lucked out on getting a good
yo-yo. Oh, whatever.
I don't think he designed it.
I don't know. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give a throw to mine here. Can you hear that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a... Sounds like a plastic body with a no starburst. I'm thinking it's almost like one of the Yo-Yo Factory or Yo-Yo Jams, one of Yo-Yo Jams' harder yo-yos. So I'm going to say it's a Dr. Popular Super Scientist.
It is not a Dr. Popular Super Scientist. Good guess, though. Very good guess.
I'm on the right track.
Hmm.
What do you think, Aaron?
So was that a grind you just did when it made that funky...
Yeah, that was a grind on my computer desk. This is what a spirit bomb sounds like. And Black Ops.
Might it be a kickside?
Is not a kickside, but again, a very good guess. If you, if the two of you to put your guesses together.
Oh, that's a bolt. Oh, I hate it when you do that.
It is a bolt.
Yeah,
that is true. Bolt.
Is it one of the wider gap bolts or one of the narrower?
Wider gap bolts.
Hmm. Right on. Well, that was fine. All right, let's talk about some stuff, some yo-yoing webboard stuff.
All right.
So
the first topic up here, mm-hmm. Steve Brown, the immortal Duncan hater, has posted on yo-yoing.com that Duncan has fired their last engineer. And he thinks that means they're moving all of their production to China.
Could be. I mean, I would find this interesting if I like Dunkin' Yo-Yos. This is not really that shocking. I mean, even when they were here in the U.S., they weren't really doing anything all that great. Maybe this will actually mean they'll be more prolific with their yo-yos.
Yeah, they'll be able to turn stuff out faster.
Well, yeah, come out with more stuff. I don't know. I mean... they had to do, whenever they did something in the U.S., it had to be like a yo-yo that they were going to stick with for a very long time.
Right.
And they couldn't like play around with smaller runs, and maybe they can play around with smaller runs in China.
Yeah, if they've got a cheaper production cost. So that's interesting. Ed Haponik said he was extremely impressed with the new prototype Metal Zero that presumably... Jack had at North Carolina State. Did you get to play with that, Aaron?
Yeah, Jack passed that around, and on his MG, I'm not sure if anything else was set up with it. He actually has these little, he was calling them anal beads, but they're just these little beads that are going to start coming with the Panda. He wouldn't talk about any changes to the Panda. He just, the most we got out of him was he said it's going to be bigger. But the Metal Zero played much, much smoother for that run. Once that proto goes into production, he said there's still about 5 changes left for it to go through. But once that goes into production, it'll still have the paint when it comes out at Worlds. But afterwards, they're gonna start anodizing them.
So they're painted on the inside now. I haven't seen them at all.
Yeah, they're painted on the inside. There was talk at one point that it was anodized on the inside, which never made any sense. Some people complained that the paint came off easily, or the anodizing came off easily, but it was just paint.
Okay.
So
now, when you say it was better than the original, in the terms of metal yo-yos, how was it in terms of like the 888?
If I had to throw it up against the 888, I'd say it's solid. they've thinned it, and the radius of it seemed a lot smaller, and it was really stable. I don't know what kind of aluminum they had in this one. You know, and hopefully they're going to upgrade the aluminum, because the stuff that they used in the original was some really cheap stuff. It was like crushed beer cans turned into a yo-yo. But yeah, it'd be so hard to compare it to some of the higher-end things out today just because of the way rim weight and those kind of things you know, are being used in the aluminum yo-yos.
Okay. So how do you think it would compare to, like, an ex-convict?
If you wanted to, yeah, that's a much better comparison since we're all playing around in the same price range. I would take the Proto over an ex-convict. Okay. It just had a much better feel to it, and it was the one he had was really, really stable. Seems like they've done a lot of work on the axle setup. We actually, you know, just getting a Proto in your hands, you take it apart and you look at, you know, things over, and they've worked on the lip, so there's a little, you know, slightly more of a recess and things like that. It looks like they're trying to make it solid.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see what they can do with that, and maybe I'll buy another one. Oh, I would. That'd make me sad if I bought another one.
Just because you're spending too much money, or because you aren't happy with your first purchase?
Well, I don't play with it, you know. The only things I play with are the milk and the 888, so.
I thought you played with the soap.
No, the milk. The milk is the one Paul Yacht made.
Okay, okay. Yeah. God, it drives me nuts. Okay. yeah, so that's dope. Speaking of useless yo-yos that anybody uses anymore, the Mr. Babash yo-yos, there's a thread on the yo.com that you pointed me to, just people talking about the Mr. Babash yo-yos. Have you seen any of those?
I've just seen the ones that you have.
Which is like the Yo-Yogi and the Yo-Yo-Owl or something, the Yo-Yow, Yo-Yo.
Yep.
Every one of their Mr. Babash yo-yos has like yo-yo and then like two letters after it. So they're some of them are actually really hard to pronounce, but they're just Viper knockoffs. Beamus, have you seen them?
I've only seen them on their site. I've never actually thrown one.
Well, they have an aluminum one with ball bearings and you know, rubber hubs or rubber shells, and then they have like a wooden one and a nylon sleeve one. And the only thing I think that's interesting about them is that they all came out like many, many years before the whole Axis system came out, and yet they seem to have kind of all the different, like, their little wooden sleeve. It wasn't like, you know, you take it out and you put it into something else because the yo-yos weren't really take apart, but they had like the Viper kind of knockoff with a wooden sleeve, with a nylon sleeve, and with a ball bearing sleeve, which is what the Axis was. Other than that, though, it was just kind of a second-rate Viper. Pretty cool looking. They, you know, Henry's in America made sure that Mr. Babash never sold any in the U.S. And the only place I've ever seen him for sale was like at a juggling convention once. The guys from Mr. Babash were set up, and they had like one little yo-yo on the corner of the table, like inconspicuously. You know, like they didn't have like a display of them.
Right. Yeah, and they're just absolutely terrible. Like, to play with. There's absolutely no reason you'd want to actually pick one up and use one.
They're hella intriguing, though. Whenever you see one,
yep.
Like, you just kind of wonder, like, is that really, it looks really
yeah, neat. It's a good it makes a good looking picture, you know. Are you going to write about, you should write about one of those.
I should. I just buried mine. I got to find them. Yeah, you know, hey, speaking of, you know, writing for the 28 Days of Yo, I'm in the last week, so I'm three quarters of the way done. I got seven more articles.
All right, good luck with that. I've been noticing that articles are getting posted later and later in the day.
Yeah. And sometimes what's happening, I think I've done it twice now, an article is started on a day, but actually doesn't get posted until the next day because like I need to do a spell check or I need to check some more things. So there technically have been two or three days, I think 2 days, that I actually didn't post on that day. But since for whatever reason, Blogger goes by whatever time you started an article as opposed to when it was posted,
Oh, okay.
it actually looks like they appeared on the same day, which isn't me trying to be crafty. It's just...
I had actually noticed that happen, and I thought I was just confused.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that some people might think that their RSS reader is getting, like, slow information, yeah. Because, like, it'll say it was posted at, like, you know, 11 p.m. last night, and it's just showing up at, like, noon, you know, the next day or whatever. But that's actually because I didn't post it until noon.
All right. I'd like to just take a moment to wish our good friend Little Abner a very happy birthday. He is 49 today, and one of the coolest guys in yo-yoing, I would say.
Does he only post in the extreme spin form?
No, he's on Yo-Yo Nation. I've seen him on Yo-Yo Nation and yoyoing.com.
Okay.
And hopefully we can he'll be at North Carolina States, and maybe you can meet him because he's a heck of a nice guy.
Well, happy birthday, Lil Abner.
Did I just say North Carolina States?
Yeah, you did.
I intended to say Missouri States.
Oh, Missouri States. Okay. Hey, I'll
be there. That's right.
That's like in 3 days.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. I'm really, really excited.
They want me to rap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not really ready
for
it. All right. Because, I mean, so much of my songs have cussing in them.
Don't worry about it. MoYoStates.com to find out more about that. And I just... Are you going to be there, Aaron?
No, I'm not going to be there for
that's
that.
A bummer.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be a big contest, I feel.
Hey, now, is Midwest Regionals really this weekend?
Yeah. It really, really is.
I haven't really seen that much about it on the boards. That's why I asked. I mean, there's been a few posts, but I always thought that was a bigger event that I would have, you know, not been able to avoid.
Yeah, and yet here we are, huh?
Yeah.
It just doesn't get a lot of publicity for some reason. Hopefully we'll get some people there.
You think it'll still be as big as usual?
Yeah, which I think is pretty small.
What? Oh, it's huge.
It's at the Mall of America, which is a huge venue, but we don't get a lot of people from out of state or anything like that, and haven't since, like, 2001. Hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
I thought Spencer Berry I thought there was quite a few people that were still coming. Like, still coming. Like, that came, like, every year. Like, Paul, short guy, kind of mean. Paul.
Yacht?
Not yet.
No,
not Paul Yacht. Yeah, Paul Hahn. I thought Paul Hahn still came out there and stuff like that.
No, Paul Hahn just came the 1 year.
Okay, all right, my bad. I'm sorry.
Jeez,
you know, people blogged about it on yoyoing.com.
Seriously, man.
I don't mean to mention yoyoing.com like it's the only place to go see, you know, web information.
It's just the only one that Doc looks at.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a couple other that matter. You know, Dave's,
the Yo-Yo Radio Forum.
The Yo-Yo Radio Forum.
And the Duncan Forum.
Those are good. So there's plenty of places for you to get all your information.
And that's very true.
Wait, this is fun.
Guy Heathcote made a new video. Did you guys see it?
Yeah. Check that out a couple of times.
It's very cool. I saw that on your way to a conference. Very cool.
I like that guy. He seems like such a character, and he makes the best videos. This one was a invisible man trick, and both me and Doc have tried to make invisible man videos at one point or another. Right, Doc? You made an Invisible Man video?
Yeah, I didn't try. I did.
Ooh.
I made an awesome Invisible Man video.
Take that.
You know, I should dig that up and post that in reply on yoyoing.com.
And I did mine in my Holy Crap video.
Holy Crap.
Holy Crap. Cars go fast. But this, he just put so much really cool style into his videos. And so you should definitely check that out. It's a video on... MySpace for some reason, but
No, he's got it. He's got it on. I didn't go to MySpace to watch the video. So he's got it on yoyoing.com's video page.
Yeah, so if you go there and search it, can you search on there yet? If you figure out how to search, somewhere on the video page. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
All right. Yeah, it's still on the main page if you go to yoyoing.com/videos. Good.
No. Bemis, have you seen anything on yoyonation.com that you want to talk about lately?
The biggest thing going on was the announcement made Monday afternoon is the New York State yo-yo contest.
Dude!
That, you know, I know that Pat and Weber are going to be a huge part of making the arrangements, and they've already got the venue. It's going to be on a pier. And it sounds like it's going to be the biggest yo-yo event ever. We had actually been able to talk about it some. I think it's been quiet for a while.
Yeah, I've heard rumors about it.
Pat was able to finally, because he was going to make the announcement. So at NC State, he talked about it quite a bit, and it just sounds absolutely unbelievable. So the planning was to make sure that many of the international yo-yo players were already in the United States, and that's why some of the aim for the date was just after Worlds. It was they were going to be here anyway, so then he could, you know, make sure that he had accommodations to bring them up. But most of, like, the preliminary things that go on are all sort of going to be behind the scenes, so that when the actual competition takes place, it'll be more of a show to introduce thousands of people to yo-yoing rather than just being a contest of, you know, people manipulating yo-yo string. So the performance aspect of this contest, it seems like that's going to be heightened more than any, you know, than how many string hits you get. So point whoring's not going to win you this one.
Point whoring, you're saying just like doing a lot of easy tricks?
That's just a funny phrase that came up actually on Yo-Yo Nation. I don't even remember who coined it, but they mentioned that in a there was a discussion of contest. And they coined the phrase point whoring. It really tickled me for some reason. But that's what that came from was, you know, just trying to get as many string hits as possible to make sure that clicker, you know, continues to go up.
Yeah. That contest looks awesome as an event, and I've been thinking about getting out to Worlds this year, but I think I might just forget about Worlds and just go to this thing, because I think I'd have a better chance of convincing my wife to go to New York than Orlando, because nobody wants to go to Orlando, especially in August.
Yeah. The heat gets you.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast. I hope, you know, most of it gets posted on the boards.
Steve and I used to do these contests in New York City. I think those were like the last year yo-yo contest they had there for a while, which always surprised me. But I should have liked going out there for those. It seemed like there was yo-yoers out there. There was just like nobody who really wanted to step up and kind of organize an event. And Pat's been out there for quite a few years now, hasn't he? Been out there for like three or four years. So I expected the first thing that would happen when he got out there was, an event going on.
He's been doing events. It doesn't seem like they're terribly planned. He'll just announce
meet in the park.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's definitely got a community, in New York. So.
Yeah, he's done a couple of, I think two now. Governor's Island meets, and those have been pretty well promoted. But he's also he actually does like a yo-yoing school for, I'm not 100% on the age range, but it's for the younger kids in New York. And there's a guy on the boards, Mad Cow, who is actually kind of taking over and making sure that there's weekly yo-yo meets around Times Square in New York. So that's actually, that's kind of neat. Right.
Well, continuing on Yo-Yo Nation here, I just saw a thread that made my hat fly off, and that's Augie Fash is touring on the Warp Tour this year.
Yeah, that's some pretty big news.
So I think I might go to Warp Tour this year.
I think the closest... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it could be good news. I mean, when the... I just done a lot of research for the Cosmic Otter Yo-Yo I wrote about a couple days ago, and I kind of went back and thought about all the Warp Tour stuff and asked some friends about it that went. And, you know, they threw tons of money out there, and it ended up not really being all that effective. So even if there's, you know, I mean, we love Augie, but I kind of wonder, like, it's just one guy, and I wonder if, like, he'll, you know, just, like, go up right before a band. That would be actually pretty cool compared to what we saw. But what we saw, nobody was even yo-yoing. It was just, like, you know, giving away stickers and stuff.
Well, I think if there's a yo-yoer to do it, I think it's Augie. And
I'm not even talking about, like, the yo-yoer, what the yo-yoers are doing, even just the... You know, I wonder if they're going to have, like, a nice setup for them and, you know, if it's actually going to be, you know, something that you can find or if they're going to have some sort of weird thing that they do where it's not even going to be – he's not even going to get the chance to yo-yo that much. So I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
I guess is all I'm saying. I really want to compare it. I really want to think about how it's going to be different than the big one that I saw.
Yeah. It might end up going to Warp Tour, which will be – weird and neat and probably a lot more expensive than I want to spend.
It's $80 a show.
Shut up.
$80. That's for a one day pass. I mean, I priced it around on a couple different cities and it seemed to be pretty consistent. And then on top of that, if it's at an auditorium that has like kind of like, if they own a lot of land, they probably own all the parking around
right.
there. And parking in St. Louis was $25.
Yeah. That's
between those two things, you're looking at $105 for
a
ticket. I'm being a big downer. but the Warped Tour was like one of the, I just think one of the kind of like biggest waste of money that I've ever spent in yo-yoing and that actually manufacturers ever spent in yo-yoing. But, you know, these are two people at Yo-Yo Nation and Yo-Yo Factory. Neither of those were involved in the last one. So maybe they figured out how to make it work.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to all those involved. So another thread here, we've got Gnostic. He's on Yo-Yo Nation, and he's wondering where the heck is the new run of the Peaks and the Bear versus Man? You know? We were supposed to have Peaks a long time ago. Do you know anything about this, Bemis?
As far as what I've read, because Paul Wallace, the maker of G-String, left Chris and the Caribou Lounge Yo-Yo Works to continue his own G-String project. Yeah, so it was a mutual agreement. I think with the orders that he's been taking for string, there's just not enough time to devote to metal making or metal yo-yo making. But from what I've understood, there's something going on with oil or something in Canada. And so the machine shop that Chris has been using to have the yo-yos manufactured has been overbooked with part making for something that they're doing. And it might even be like on the oil lines or something. I'm not 100% sure of what they've got going on up there in Canada. But that's been the holdup.
All right. Well, actually, it's good to know that there is actually somewhat of a reason behind it. And you know, I've talked to a few people who've made yo-yos, and they all say, like, the machine shop always puts the yo-yos last on the list because, you know, that's what they got to do. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny, though, to think that they split up, you know, from doing the company together because – he had to make yo-yo string, like I don't know, it's really funny. Like, if he wanted to make his own yo-yos, or if he hated yo-yos, or one thing that's so funny to be like, well, I got to spend more time making yo-yo string. I don't know. It seems like they're a perfect fit for each other. Like, I like making yo-yos, but I hate making string. Well, I hate making yo-yos, but I like making string.
Yeah, Chris told me that they weren't working together a while ago, and he said it was a good thing, so, for whatever.
Yeah, it sounded like it was. You know, I hear Paul's side of it. I haven't heard Chris's, but Paul's also a performer. I know that. He's booked all through
the
summer.
Paul seems like a pretty busy guy altogether.
So, I think he is. With a couple of kids and a wife and a couple of jobs.
Is that all?
Plus making yo-yos.
Is that all?
So, that's all.
Hey, I was wondering, speaking of string, do you know if Yo-Yo Nation is going to be carrying that bungee string?
I don't know if Matt, Yo-Yo Fargo, I don't know if he's actually going to produce any. He kind of disappeared for a while. He's finally come back. He disappeared for good, actually, 2 or 3 months. He's finally come back into the scene. So, yeah, I don't know if he has any plans on continuing bungee string or not, but I definitely got a strand of it and took a few yo-yos to the head because of it.
That'll happen.
A lot of fun.
have you broken it in?
Yeah, it's soft as a baby.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It's great. Yeah, once the bungee wears out, that's some incredible string.
It's so funny because his key selling point is that it's bouncy.
That is bouncy.
I love that. Like, I'll even write something defending him. I'll be like, hey, this string's actually really cool. Once you break it in, it's really nice, and blah, blah, blah. And then he'll write something underneath it like, and it's very bouncy. Which is like everything I don't like about the string.
Now, Yo-Yo Guy has got this stuff, angel hair yo-yo string. Have you seen this at all?
Oh, that I haven't.
I just posted a link there in the chat. Pull it up. It seems really neat. It seems a little bit like the bungee string in that you have to break it in. He said it's written here, when you get it, it's really stiff like plastic. It feels like fishing line. You'll have a hard time keeping the loop on your finger because, you know, you have to work that in. Let's see, what does he go on to say? Then it breaks in, it loosens up and becomes an amazing player. It holds the loop for whip catches and suicides. It's slick, it's fast, and it's great for keeping a yo-yo at zero response. They're saying that it's lasting like a month. Now, the bungee string has lasted me almost 3 months now. So I'm really interested to try out this angel hair string, but they're all sold out right now.
It's like the raw denim, blue jeans of yo-yo strings.
Mm-hmm. It's like selvage.
Get this really starchy, stiff thing, but you gotta wear it in. You can't just get one pre-washed. You gotta wear it in. I wonder how many you got in a pack for $3.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. I hope at least 10. But, you know. All right. Anything else?
I just saw an interesting question in response to Steve's post about Duncan firing the manufacturer. Somebody asked Steve if, since his name is on the freehand patent, if he can now make his own freehand yo-yos and sell them legally. And that's a really interesting question. I wonder even if Steve has thought of that. I mean, you would assume he has. But if his name's on the patent, it seems like he's allowed to sell.
I'm pretty sure that Duncan holds the patent for that. Like, Steve's name is on it as the creator, but Duncan actually owns the patent. And so.
Oh, so his name's on it more to give credit for
like
than right.
I'm sure he still gets some money from it, but I don't think he has the ability to license it or use it or anything like that.
Yeah, there was actually a guy who had made a post, and he was wanting to use bouncy balls and create counterweights with those. And Steve jumped right in, and, you know, he said, no, I mean, that is considered an accessory to be sold with the freehand yo-yo. You know, even as a counterweight, that's trademarked.
I'm going to sell a yo-yo and then, with a bouncy ball, a plastic sleeve, and a little drill. So you make your own.
Well, that was the one thing that came up, because this kid was just wanting to make, you know, some money. And that was one of the things, actually, a guy ended up posting twice going, look, you know, less than a quarter at Lowe's or Home Depot, you can get the pieces to do this yourself. We don't need to pay somebody for things.
Right. Well, where do you get the ball, though?
Out of a gumball machine or, you know.
No, those totally don't work.
They don't
break so easy. It's you have to get the only place that I could find a similar ball was Yomega's paddleball accessories, and even they don't sell kits anymore. I don't think it's really hard to get that self healing rubber foam, you know. But that rubber you're talking about, that's what we used to do, and you know those balls usually are pretty small, but they also just, you know, once they tear, they just go to hell. Like once a chunk comes out, usually. You know, you've got like two more throws, literally.
Okay.
So I would love it though if Duncan would actually step up and sell, you know, five ball packs or something, or two ball packs or whatever, so you could, you know, just get those, because that's I don't buy Duncan's too much anymore, and so I kind of hoard all my bouncing balls. I've got a strand of string with, you know, six bouncing balls on it, and you know, once every month or so, like that number dwindles down a little bit. Anytime I see somebody buying a yo-yo, I always have to, you know, ask them, hey, you going to use that? But that's how I get all my bouncing balls. I'd love it if I could just buy them from Duncan.
All right, so should we call it?
Yeah. This was another fantastic episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Radio. Brought to you by
the Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast.
Yo-Yo Wiki.
Podcast.
Hey, speaking of Yo-Yo Wiki, one final note. Apparently, we sent out a call to our yo-yo wickers, and no yo-yo wickers responded. We asked for someone to update Super Yo Kick and Tricks video, and it's still
as factually as short thing. And factually inaccurate as ever.
I do want to thank people for not questioning the fact that I was the key ingredient of the video, but some more reasons why I was the key ingredient would have been nice.
Fill that out a little.
Yeah, fill that
out
a little
bit. All right. Well, yeah, you've been listening to episode 29, the best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast ever. For Aaron Bemis and Dr. Popular, I'm Josh Parker, and we will see you next week. All right. That was fun.
That was fun.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
Oh, it is a little fleshed out.
Joe Mitchell added something, I think.
This video has many great yo-yo players. It's like a whole seven lines bigger.
Oh, really? Well, might have missed something.
Yeah, it's huge. well, yeah, like a whole seven
tricks.
Lines. Here it is.
Kicking tricks.
Right there.
It is well documented fact that Dr. Popular dominates this amazing video, but a lot of people did not realize he did so well selling out.
Ooh. I would assume that was a joke player.
There's great players such as David Campero, Gary Longoria. Matt Harlow's not a great player. I'm just being mean.
He's incredible. I've been yo-yoing 2A almost exclusively for two weeks, and I've been trying to do all the stuff that he's doing. It's very nerve-wracking. There's no, 2A instructionals anywhere.
The video was filmed perfectly with awesome camera angles on different players. Highlight, Steve Brown, really tall mohawk, is a must-see. This is a great article, let me tell you. Thanks, Minimo2. All right. I'm gonna hang up, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Hi, Joshy Washy. It's good talking to you, Beamons.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah,
guys, have a good night.
One more thing. That Mexican video is amazing. It starts off really slow, but once they get into that slack stuff, I am just blown away by the slack that they're doing. Anyway,
right,
I'll
bye.
See you guys.
Alright.
Doc, wait. Doc? Oh,
yeah.
Did you get a chance to do a logo thingy?
No, I haven't had a chance to. I've just been working on sewing stuff lately. You know, I told you that I thought that old Chi Chi Freak logo was one of the coolest logos around, right? Do you still have
that? I don't.
I have pogs of that I can scan you. It's the M, the W, and the R are all connected.
Okay.
Yeah. You
remember it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can send you pogs of that. I don't know if I have the artwork for that, but like on my computer, but I'll send those to you because I thought that shit was great. But you were kind of pointing something more along the lines of the modern logo that Dave's wife came up with.
Just whatever.
Just whatever.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Bye-bye.